So before I actually talk to you about this text, I want to show you where I was last week for the Credo experience. And I am grateful that I was able to be part of that pilot program and that you all allowed and encouraged me to go. You'll learn more about that in just a minute, but this place was in the mountains of North Carolina, and so some images with a song about prayer, as this text is about a prayer. So watch this. That they may all be one. That's what the text says. It's a prayer of Jesus. Have you heard that before? It's also the United Church of Christ on the emblem. And what does it mean that they may all be one? It means that no matter who we are, no matter what we look like, no matter the color of our skin, no matter what our sexual orientation is, no matter if we're rich or poor, no matter if we had mothers who loved us or mothers who hurt us, no matter what, we are one in God. It means we are born into a family. We are baptized to become part of God's family. Community. So when you look up the word community, it has to do with unity and peace and church. You see, part of what it means that we are all one is that God is more than we can imagine. And God is always closer than we have ever dared to dream. Jesus' prayers don't stop. We need to trust in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So this week, those things came back to me at part of this Credo program. Credo stands for this. Credo is an intentional Christ-centered community. Credo is the work of the heart, mind, body, and spirit. Credo is a living stream with a sustainable spirit. And Credo is a lifelong process of identity, discernment, practice, and transformation. So the 6 days, we worked to become one with God, with quiet and discernment, with plenary sessions, and the beauty of where we were, with no cell phone service at all, so people couldn't check back in. It was a time of a living stream with a sustainable spirit. And because I was part of this pilot program that the pension boards of the United Church of Christ is working at, we learned some things. One is that the Episcopal Church has been doing this Credo program with their pastors for over 25 years. The Presbyterian Church has done this program for the last 10. So the United Church of Christ decided that it was time to get and see if it would help make healthier pastors and make margins and boundaries that pastors aren't real good with. We spent a lot of time in prayer as well. One story that hit me from Sarah Ferguson McCann, who is in St. Louis, she told this story. And it really hit me as I began to really think through what this text is about. She tells this story from one of her youth parents. Every time my son goes out the door, I say a prayer that he will be safe. You know, when there are more than two black boys walking down the street, people get suspicious. They attract attention from police. It happens all the time. Even if they don't do anything, they're likely to get into trouble. So I keep praying until he comes back in the door. Prayers. What they mean and how they surround us. To me, I'd never thought about this. Oh, yeah, I pray for AJ and Andy, but I don't pray that they're going to be hurt by people who serve to protect us because of the color of their skin. I don't pray that they might, when they walk out the door, just because of the color of their skin, have issues. But Sarah's congregation has many people of color in it, and so they do pray that even if they're doing nothing, that they get home safely. Other times that prayers have really surrounded me was when my mom was in the hospital and when she was dying. I could feel the presence of prayer in the community that God hasn't given us, given me. It was a calming experience. It was an experience that showed me that I was not alone. Community, that they may all be one in God. The Cradle faculty, there were 8 of them. Of the 30 of us that were there, were divided up by the faculty and prayed for from the time we agreed to go to this pilot program, and they'll continue to pray for us by name individually. You can feel those prayers surround. How do you share your prayers? Do you name people specifically? Can you feel the prayers of the others, of the community of faith that surrounds us? I encourage you to be in community, to share the community of God's love that holds us. As time goes on, you'll hear more about the Cradle program and what I learned there and this discernment that was part of the time there. But I invite all of you to be part of a living stream with a sustainable spirit. To pray for one another. Those that we know and those that we don't know. To realize that God's promises are kept. They are real. They are there. They are not empty promises. And that those promises are powerful and real. So as we live in community, as we gather to know that they may all be one, remember that it doesn't matter what color our skin is, it doesn't matter about anything except that God loves us. So my challenge, my question to you this day, how do you live making God's name known to others? Do people know that God is part of your life? Or are you one of those that just comes on Sunday mornings and then the rest of the week forgets that God is out there? How are you living that they may all be one in God's name? We all have work to do. But God's Spirit and God's promises are always there. They never leave us. What wonderful news that is, that God's promises are always there. That they may all be one. Know that. Live that. Believe that. Amen.